在是在 Gordon Conwell 神学院里面当院长。
Dr. Hollinger is now the principal of Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary.
他也是在基督教伦理这一方面是教授。
And he is a professor in Christian ethics.
不单只这样，他在80年代有三年的时间，也在纽约市的一个华人教会当中来做他们的助理牧师。
In the 80s, he also was a
助理牧
师。过渡牧师。
He was an interim senior pastor in a Chinese church in the New York City area.
所以我们很高兴他今天来到我们当中。
We're very happy to have him with us today.
我先请他跟他太太两位站起来，我们介绍一下。
We'll first introduce you to him and Mrs. Hall.
我们一起鼓掌欢迎他们。
没错。
free, empty of divinity, precious bong,
yeah. Well, it is wonderful to be with you this morning on this Easter morning.
今天早上是何等的欢喜荣耀，能够在复活节的早上和大家一同敬拜。
I bring you greetings from Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary.
很愿意把Gordon 这个神学院的问安带到各位面前。
Over the years, there have been a number of students who've come our way from this congregation.
在过去的年岁里面，有许多从众教会贵教会里面来的朋友们、基督徒们到我们学校来。
And we are delighted that we have this relationship of working together for the kingdom of God.
很高兴我们彼此之间能够有在主里面一起同工的这种关系。
I do want to mention that I brought some brochures along, so if any of you are interested in taking courses, I'd be glad to talk to you after the service.
我也很高兴地告诉大家，我也带了一些关于我们学校的一些书本。如果你们有兴趣在我们学校选课的话，你们也可以来看来用。
Tonight, there is a big event in Boston.
今天晚上在 Boston 有一件大事。
Those of you who are sports fans know what it is.
假如你是喜欢看球赛的话，你大概知道这是怎么一回事。
It is the opening of the baseball season, the Red Sox against the world champion New York Yankees.
今天晚上是我们 Boston 的红袜队对世界冠军的洋基队。
And there are a lot of questions at the beginning of a season like this.
在每一个棒球季节开始之前，大家都会问这样的问题
：Can the Red Sox win this game？
我们的红袜队能够赢吗
？Will they make it to the playoffs？
他们能够打到最后的比赛吗
？Or can the Red Sox win the World Series？
还是说我们的红袜队能不能够打到世界的冠军？
And so a lot of Boston fans today are concerned with victory.
所以今天许多 Boston 的球迷们，他们心中所注重的是能不能胜利。
Do you know, a victory by the Boston Red Sox pales in comparison to the victory that we celebrate this morning.
红袜队所能够得到的冠军，跟我们今天早上所要能够庆祝的在复活节的胜利实在是微不足道的。
Easter is about victory.
复活节是一个胜利。
It is about the greatest win of all time.
可以说是人类历史以来最重要的一个胜利。
For on that Easter Sunday morning, Jesus, of course, won victory over the grave.
因为在这个复活节的早上，耶稣基督战胜了坟墓。
But he also brought victory and triumph over many areas of human lives.
不只是他战胜了坟墓，他也把这个胜利带到人类各个的层次、各个的方面。
And we particularly see this in John the 20th chapter.
我们特别的从约翰福音二十章里面能够很清楚的看到。
In this great resurrection chapter, Jesus meets three different individuals or groups of people.
在这一段的记载当中，耶稣基督见到了三群不同的人。
And with each of these encounters, we see a victory of the Easter Sunday morning.
在这三次不同的显现当中，都显现到耶稣基督他在复活节的胜利。
First, we find in this chapter a victory over sin and guilt.
第一个我们看见的是耶稣基督胜过了罪。
This victory is evidenced in his encounter with Mary Magdalene.
那么这一段的记载是在记载到耶稣向摩大利的玛利亚显现当中。
It is significant that the first person that Jesus appeared to was a woman.
耶稣的第一次显现是显现着像一个妇女显现，这当中有特别的意义。
And a woman of very questionable background and lifestyle.
事实上，摩大利的玛利亚，她的背景是相当有争执性的。
There are many traditions that surround Mary Magdalene.
在许多传说当中谈到摩大利的玛利亚，她的背景。
From the New Testament, we know that she had seven demons cast out of her.
从新约里面我们看到说，从她身上有七个恶鬼被赶出来过。
Many traditions have thought that she was a prostitute.
有其他许多的传统上认为她是一个妓女。
She came evidently from the city of Magdala.
那么她很明显的是从摩大利这个地方来的。
It was a seaport in the Sea of Galilee.
是在加利利海旁边的一个港口。
It was a wealthy city of trade and shipbuilding.
所以在那个时候是一个富有的一个城市，是关于这个船的进出和交易上的。
And it was a city that was notorious for its moral corruption and prostitution.
那么也就是一个在道德上来说是相当的有臭名的这样一个城市。
Here then was a woman who perhaps roamed the city selling her body to earn a living.
摩大利可能就是这样一个女人，她在这样子的一个城市里面跑来跑去的，就是要卖她的肉体。
A person who had lost her self-respect.
可能她对自己的尊严通通都没有了。
No doubt filled with great guilt in her life.
可能在她的一生当中，她充满了许多这个罪恶的感觉。
But when she met Christ, she experienced a powerful transformation.
但是当她遇到耶稣基督的时候，她就得到了那生命改变的奇迹。
She met one who loved her as she had never been loved before.
她碰到一个能够在从来没有人爱过她的那个状况之下，碰到一个人能够爱她。
And so on this Easter morning, Mary has gone to the tomb.
所以就在这个复活节的早上，玛利亚是第一个到这个坟墓里去的。
She had gone to finish the burial rites that she was unable to complete on the Sabbath.
她是到那边去把耶稣基督的尸体要预备完备那个一些埋葬的时候应该有的一些预备。
Mary finds the tomb empty.
但是玛利亚发现这个坟墓空了。
She's deeply troubled.
她心中非常的忧虑。
She's trying to figure out where the body of Jesus has been taken.
她在那边想，那么耶稣的身体到底被拿到哪里去了？
And then Jesus appears to her.
但是耶稣向她显现。
And we read in verses 13 to 16, he asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They've taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. And he asked her, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? And thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him.And I will get him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. And she turned around to him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
天使对那妇人说，妇人，你为什么哭？她说，因为有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他挪去了，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：“拿坡里，拿坡里就是夫子的意思。”
What a wonderful reunion between our Lord and Mary.
这是何等奇妙、何等感动人的一个记载。
His triumphal appearance to her assures her that her sins are forgiven.
他复活之后再度的向玛利亚的显现，再度的肯定了玛利亚的罪已经得到赦免。
It assures her that her guilt is wiped away.
再度的向她肯定他那种罪恶的感觉已经可以抹去了。
That she stands perfectly clean before God the Father.
他站在父神的面前是完完全全没有瑕疵的。
And that is the message of this Easter morning triumph.
这就是今天早上这个复活节的胜利的信息。
It does not matter what sins we have done in the past.
不管我们过去犯了什么样的错误。
It does not matter what our present struggles are.
也不在乎我们今天所面对的挣扎是什么。
It doesn't matter the load of guilt that we may carry.
也不管是我们在心中带了多少沉重的那种罪恶的感觉。
On that Easter morning, Christ triumphed over sin and guilt.
在那复活节的早上，耶稣基督他已经在罪上，在生命上得胜了。
And he invites us to experience that great freedom.
耶稣今天就在邀请我们能够经历那复活，那胜过罪的大能。
But there is a second victory that we see in this passage.
那么在这一段圣经也有第二个胜利。
It is a victory over fear as evidenced in his disciples.
第二个胜利是能够胜过害怕，就是当时门徒们所正在经历的。
It's now the evening of that Easter Sunday morning.
就是在那一天，复活节的那天晚上。
And in verse 19 we read, on the evening of that first day of the week,When the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them.
就是那日，第七日的第一日的晚上，复活节的晚上，门徒所在的地方，因为怕犹太人，门都关了，耶稣来站在当中。
I think it's easy to understand the fear of the disciples.
我想我们可以体会，可以理解到为什么这些门徒们心中会害怕。
Perhaps they feared that their lives would be on the line next.
或许他们怕，他们的生命就是下一个会被钉十字架的。
Word was already spreading that the disciples had stolen the body.
那个时候已经传出来说，门徒们把耶稣的身体偷走了。
Some word was spreading that a resurrection had actually occurred.
也有人在传说耶稣已经复活了。
No doubt these disciples remembered the last time they had been with Christ.
他们当然 也记得当他们最后还与耶稣同在的时候。
They had abandoned him.
他们放弃了耶稣。
Some had even denied him.
他们离弃了耶稣，否认了耶稣。
And so behind locked doors, they are gripped with fear.
所以在门关门的背后他们心中充满了恐惧。
And so we read in the last part of verse 19 through 21 that Jesus came and said, Peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you.
就在这个时候，耶稣来站在他们当中，对他们说愿你们平安说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看门徒看见主就喜乐了耶稣又对他们说愿你们平安父怎样差遣了我我也照样差遣你们
On this Easter Sunday Jesus comes into the midst of their fears and he brings peace
就在这复活节的早上复活节的晚上当门徒们在害怕的时候耶稣把平安带给他们。
He then breathes on them the gift of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit.
然后他就向他们吹一口气，让他们受圣灵。
And in the midst of our fears, Jesus comes to us and he brings peace.
就好像我们在恐惧当中的时候，耶稣到我们中间会带来平安。
In the midst of our fears, he imparts to us the gift of the Holy Spirit who is with us.
就好像我们在害怕的时候耶稣带来的是那圣灵所赐的平安
Fear has a way of paralyzing us
当我们害怕的时候我们就会觉得不知所云
And I don't know what your fears are this morning
我不知道今天早上你有什么害怕的
Perhaps it's fear over finances and job in the midst of this recession
可能就是在今天经济的恐慌当中可能是跟经济的或者是工作有关的
Perhaps it's fear over illness and pain.
可能是跟生病、跟痛苦有关的。
Perhaps it's fear over a relationship that is not going well.
可能是人际关系不能够好圆满的。
But in the midst of the fears, Christ comes and he offers us peace.
不管你是什么样的光景，耶稣基督到我们中间给我们平安。
Shortly after the Russian Revolution in 1917,
在1917年俄国的革命之后，
there was a rally held in a town in Russia.
在俄国有一个城里面有这么样一个聚会。
The purpose of this rally was to denounce religion and to celebrate atheism.
那么这个聚会的目的是要宣告没有宗教，而是无神论。
The townspeople were forced to go to the rally from fear and intimidation.
那么这个城里面的人因为害怕的关系，他们不得不去参加这个聚会。
And the speakers went on and on about the glories of life without God and religion.
那么这个讲员就一再再而三的不断的说，当人没有上帝的时候，你的日子会如何的好。
Suddenly in the midst of this rally, a man, an unknown man, made his way up to the front of this rally.
就在这个时候，有一个不知名的人就慢慢的走到这个台前来。
Who was he? What would he say?
这个人是谁？他要想讲什么？
And in the midst of this fear, this man stood before them.
就在大家都觉得很害怕的时候，这个人站在他们中间。
And he said three simple words.
他只讲了三个很简单的话。
The Lord is risen.
耶稣已经复活。
And the people accustomed to the liturgy of their church responded back.
那么这些对这些都本来是基督徒的人，他们很自然的就回应的说，
He is risen indeed.
他的确已经复活了。
That day, that rally came to an end.
所以那天的那个无神论的聚会结束的时候，
That is the power of resurrection.
那就是那复活的能力。
That in the midst of all of our fears, Christ comes and brings triumph over whatever fear we face.
不管我们面对什么样的痛苦或者是害怕，耶稣基督的复活会带给我们那样的胜利。
And within 2 months, this group of fearful disciples,
在两个月以后，
were out proclaiming the death and the resurrection of Christ.
两个月以后，这个耶稣基督的门徒就在到处的在传扬那已经复活的耶稣。
The resurrection had brought triumph over fear.
耶稣基督的复活能够胜过他们的害怕。
But there is one final victory or triumph we find in John the 20th chapter.
在约翰福音二十章里面还有一个胜利。
It is a triumph over doubt.
就是在怀疑状况之下的能够得到胜利。
And it's evidenced in Jesus' encounter with Thomas.
这是记载在耶稣基督和多马之间的对话。
When Jesus met with the disciples on that Easter Sunday night, Thomas was not present.
所以当复活节的晚上，耶稣向门徒们显现的时候，多马不在他们中间。
And then when they reported to Thomas that they had seen Jesus, Thomas was very skeptical.
所以当其他的门徒告诉多马他们看见了耶稣的时候，多马心中充满了疑惑。
In verse 25, he said, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
多马说，除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Thomas wants empirical evidence.
所以多马要看见，他要能够看见的证据。
All that Thomas expected was Good Friday, the cross.
所以多马所想要看见的是在那个受难日晚上钉在十字架上的那个耶稣。
His theology of pessimism and doubt didn't allow for a triumphal resurrection.
他心中的疑惑就好像这一个复活的胜利还没有发生过一样。
But it's now about a week later, and the disciples are once again together.
差不多过了八日之后，那个时候这些门徒们又再一度的一起聚集。
And in verses 26 to 28, we read, A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.
这边说过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
That day, Thomas's doubt turned to faith and trust.
那一天，多马的疑惑就变成了信心。
It is easy for us to struggle with doubt in our lives.
在我们的生活当中，我们很容易的被信心所迷惑，被疑惑所迷惑。
We are often surrounded with naturalistic worldviews that question things like the miracles and a resurrection.
在我们的生活当中，我们常常会对这些奇迹起了很大的怀疑。
Sometimes our own experiences in life lead us to doubt.
因为我们日常生活的经验让我们对事情总是存着怀疑的心。
Sometimes, like Thomas, our own personality seems to breed it.
好像你个人的这些个性也帮助你产生一些疑惑的心。
But the power of the resurrection is one that can overcome the doubt and the gloom in our minds.
但是那复活的胜利能够帮助我们胜过那疑惑的心。
After Thomas believed, the Lord said to him in verse 29, And Jesus said, Because you have seen me, you have believed, and blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
29节这边清楚地说，耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Thomas evidently never forgot those words.
多马他的下一辈子没有再没有忘记这句话。
For tradition has it that Thomas took the gospel of Jesus Christ to the country of India.
据我们所了解，历史上的记载是多马成为一个到印度去的宣教士。
And so on this Easter Sunday morning, we celebrate victory.
所以今天在这复活节的早上，我们来庆祝这复活节的胜利。
A victory that is far more significant than whatever happens at Fenway this evening.
这一个的胜利是远超过今天晚上可能在Fenway那个球赛的胜利更重要。
On this day, on this Easter Sunday morning, Jesus encountered a woman whose life was royally messed up, Mary Magdalene.
在这个复活节的早上，耶稣基督见到了莫大拉的玛丽，她是一个很有罪的这样一个女人。
He encountered a group of fearful disciples behind locked doors.
他也像一群这个他的门徒是充满了惧怕的人，关在门背后的人来显现。
And he encountered a doubting, unbelieving Thomas who wanted clear evidence.
他也在这个时候向这一位怀疑多疑的多马来显现。
And in each case, Jesus brought victory to their lives.
在每一个显现，耶稣就带给他们生命上的胜利。
And that is the victory that Christ offers each one of us this morning.
同样的这个胜利是耶稣基督今天会带到你我的生活上。
It is the greatest victory that you and I can ever experience in life.
也是你我在生命当中所能够经历的最重要的这样一个胜利。
For the Lord is risen.
因为我们的主已经复活。
He is risen indeed.
他的确已经复活了。
Amen.
Amen.
The evening before Jesus died, He celebrated his Passover, his final Passover with his disciples.
在耶稣受死的前一个晚上，他和门徒共享了他在世上的最后一次逾越节。
Together they commemorated the time when God had delivered Israel from slavery in Egypt.
他们一起纪念上帝当年将以色列民从埃及为奴之地释放出来。
Together they looked forward to a future day when God would again deliver his people from slavery, and this time from slavery to sin.
他们一同期待将来有一天上帝也会将他的百姓从现今的罪恶以及奴役当中释放出来。
That night Jesus said to his disciples, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
就在那天晚上，耶稣对他的门徒说，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到在我父的国度里头，同你们喝新的那日子。
And so when Jesus rose from the grave 3 days later, and he ate and he drank with his disciples, they celebrated not just his deliverance from death, but also they celebrated the arrival of the reign of God.
照样，当耶稣三日后从坟墓里头复活，他跟他的门徒同吃同喝，这时他们一起庆祝的不单是耶稣从死里头得了释放，更是庆祝神掌权的日子已经来到。
And they celebrated their deliverance from sin and from judgment.
他们庆祝因他不再把他们从耶稣把他们从罪恶以及审判当中就释放了出来。
So as we share the bread and the cup together today, we celebrate not only the resurrection of Christ, we celebrate also our deliverance from sin and from judgment.
所以当我们在照样，当我们在这里享受主的饼跟杯的时候，我们不但纪念耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，我们一起庆祝他拯救我们，释放我们从罪和审判当中出来，同时也将新生的生命在赐给我们在耶稣基督里头的。
We invite all to participate who have given their lives to Christ and have been baptized.
我们欢迎也邀请我们当中已经将你的生命交给主的，也是受过洗的，一起来吃这个饼跟杯。
If you've not yet given your life to Christ or have not yet been baptized, we ask you to meditate while the rest of us participate, and then to see one of the pastors or elders or deacons after the service.
如果我们当中你还没有受洗，也还没有将你的生命归给主的，我们欢迎你来一起来参加的时候，请你可以默想。会后，我们也欢迎跟我们当中的牧师、长老跟执事一起来交通你的需要。
Jesus broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Let us eat together.
耶稣拿着饼，擘开，说，这是我的身体。 这是你们拿着吃，这是我的身体，我们一同来领受。
Let us see. Then you play Chinese. In like manner, Jesus took the cup and gave it to his disciples and said, Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins.
耶稣都对他们说,你们都喝这个,因为这是我立约的血,为众人流出来,是罪得赦。
Let us drink together in remembrance that Christ died for us and for the forgiveness of our sins.
让我们一同来领受,今天耶稣真是为我们罪死。
Let us pray together.
我们一同来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your great love that you would send your only Son to die for us. And Jesus, we praise you for your great victory that through your death we can have forgiveness of sin. We ask for your blessing on our service in our lives for your glory. In your name, amen.
天父，我们感谢你。 耶稣基督诚然已经从死里复活了，成了赦罪之人出手的果子。耶稣基督如何，我们也会如何。我们感谢主，借着耶稣基督复活，带领我们胜过我们的恐惧，胜过我们的疑惑，胜过我们的不信。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，求主带领我们一生来为主而活，带着耶稣复活的标记。 主啊，在世上为主而活，感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
Please rise for the doxology. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠,天父上帝的慈爱,圣灵的感动,常与诸位同在,从今时到永远。
Please be seated. Well, since no interpreter has come up, I suppose I will give announcements both in English and in Chinese.
我就替他翻译，不要他讲中文那么难过。 Go ahead, go and say in Chinese.
你好。 That's all.
大家好。
We'd like to give a welcome to our first-time visitors.
我们特别欢迎第一次来到我们当中的来宾。
Now, usually we do this person by person.
平常我们是逐一的介绍。
But because of the time constraints of a joint service, we ask, and if this is your first time to hear this morning, please stand up all at once.
好不好? 请第一次来到我们当中的, 在你的位置上面站起来。
Thank you. Please be seated.
请坐，请坐，欢迎。
Thank you for joining us for worship this morning.
很高兴你们可以跟我们一起来敬拜。
Those